The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wassalamu alayki ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to another silsila, Path to Success. Alhamdulillah, in our silsila's Path to Success, we bring you many different topics. And today, we bring you a unique topic. And this is very important. Why? Because this is regarding those things which are hidden. And our topic today is hidden diseases. So those things which are hidden inside us, those sins which are hidden inside us, we're going to be talking about them. But before we go on to our topic today, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, the Muballighins we got with us today, Alhamdulillah, we've got Tariq Madani, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, with us and blessing us with his words of wisdom in the Urdu language, inshallah, for the viewers who speak and understand Urdu. Alhamdulillah, we have Bilal Shabib by with us as well, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, and who's also becoming a scholar, a student of knowledge, and inshallah, the Madani pools we'll be getting from Bilal by, inshallah. We also have with us, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, our Wasim by. Alhamdulillah, seeing the point of view from youth, Alhamdulillah, regarding the hidden diseases, inshallah, Azawajal. So these are our Muballighin and Nath Khan with us, Alhamdulillah, we've got Hafiz Adil with us as well, inshallah, Azawajal. So before we go on to our topic, let's listen to a blessing of reciting salutations. Peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. There is a blessful statement of the final messenger, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, that whoever recites salat upon me, his salat reaches me, and I pray for his forgiveness. And other than this, 10 good deeds are written for him. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers, Alhamdulillah, we request to the viewers, especially on the day of Friday, and to recite salutation, peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance. We'll start by listening by the recitation of the Holy Quran by Hafiz Adil, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله التواب الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله. ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم 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 خلعت در بنے پشتاروں کے خلعت در بنے پشتاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے میرے آقا کا وہ در ہے جس پر 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 ماتھے گھس جاتے گئے سرداروں کے ماتھے گھس جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے میرے عیسیٰ تیرے صدقے جاؤں 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 تور بے تور ہے بیماروں کے تور بے تور ہیں بیماروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے مجرموں چشم تبسم رکھو مجرموں چشم تبسم رکھو مجرموں چشم تبسم مجرموں چشم تبسم رکھو پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے پھول بن جاتے ہیں انگاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے جانو دل تیرے قدم پروارے 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 کیا نصیبیں ہیں تیرے یاروں کے کیا نصیبیں ہیں تیرے یاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے صدق و عدل و کرم و ہمت میں 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 چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے چار سو شہرے ہیں ان چاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے بہرے تسلیم علی میدان میں 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 سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے سر جھکے رہتے ہیں تلواروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا 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 بول بالے میری سرکاروں کے بول بالے میری سرکاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے
سبحان اللہ. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Bandi channel, today our topic on Path to Success is hidden diseases. What we mean by hidden diseases, it's regarding those sins which are hidden inside us, those sins which are related with the heart or related with our thoughts and the way we are thinking regarding others and all so many of them, but we are unaware of them. The outer diseases, the outer sins are open. We are familiar, or people can see them. They're openly out there. For example, the sins which are outwardly committed of adultery, of fornication, of drinking alcohol, of many of these sins, they're open. People know when someone is committing them. People are aware of them. But those diseases, those sins which are inside, which are eating away our iman, we are unaware of them diseases. There are many which have been mentioned, and inshallah we will talk about those diseases. Basically, you can say the dirt of inside. We have the dirt which is the physical dirt of the outside. When the dirt is on the outside, you are able to see. But if the dirt is on the inside, how will you be able to know the dirt is there? And these are the things which are we going to mention today in on our silsila, inshallah, as well. So continue watching, inshallah, to the end, inshallah. You will learn many new things regarding these hidden diseases. Alhamdulillah, we have great muballigins. They'll be shedding some light upon all these, inshallah, azawajal. And amongst these diseases, we have ostentation, which is showing off, jealousy, envy, malice, greed, bad assumptions, desire of fame, enmity, hypocrisy. Like these are those diseases which are hidden inside us, and many more can be mentioned, inshallah. So in our silsila today of Path to Success, we will be talking about these hidden diseases. Inshallah, we will be turning towards Bilal Shabir Bhai, inshallah, regarding these hidden diseases. And these are related with the heart. Bilal Bhai, these diseases, a lot of people sometimes are not aware of these, that these are things which are taking place inside our body, inside our heart, and these are eating away our iman, basically destroying our iman. At times, these diseases are leading to a person to destruction of his iman and towards hellfire. What can you mention regarding these inner diseases, inshallah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. A beautiful introduction by our host, Abdul Hanan Bhai, mashallah. Truly, this is such a topic which ulama-i kiram, sufi-i kiram, they have written vast amount of work, and there has been a big discussion in regards to this, in which they are the inner state of the heart. And within the inner state of the heart, there are these hidden diseases as well. And as you mentioned very beautifully, these are things which in today's day and age, people do not focus upon. We focus upon the apparent state. If a person is practically performing his prayer, if a person practically is giving a charity in the way of Allah, if a person is, you can say physically and apparently he seems pious, but truly the inner state is something that not only have the ulama-i kiram and the muftiyani kiram mentioned, but even greater than them, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1400 years ago told us about this particular piece of flesh. And I'm just going to mention this blessed hadith epoch, and it's in the final section of the hadith epoch in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, know that there is a piece of flesh within the human body that if it is sound, if it is good, then the entire body will become good. This one piece of flesh, if it is good, the entire body is good. And if this one piece of flesh is corrupt, it's spoiled, then the entire body will become corrupt and spoiled. Then the Prophet ﷺ said, advising the companions and all human beings and Muslims till the end of time, beware, that is the heart. That piece of flesh is the heart. So within the heart now, you will find many different emotions and feelings. And today, inshallah, just as an introductory statement, I'd like to mention a few points about what Imam Ghazali alayhi rahmah has mentioned. Because truly, we are merely just narrating what they have studied. They went through the depths. They physically went into this matter. And they realized all of these sciences. And they knew all the secrets. And all of these inner illnesses, they came to understand this truly. So we are just relaying their points of view.
Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi is obviously that unique personality who goes into depths about explaining this. Alhamdulillah, our Shaykh Tariqat Amilya Sunnah Dawud Bukhari, it takes a lot of things from Imam Ghazali, his works, Ihya ul-Muddin, and alhamdulillah, the what Imam Ghazali has put together, it's amazing, subhanAllah.
Truly, I think nobody, and very few people in their own lifetime will be able to read the works of Imam Ghazali. Allah. It's how much of an encyclopedia that he goes into the matter of the human mind. And just talking about Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, within their pious deeds, they originally called Madni in Amad, now called pious deeds, Nek Amal, they encourage us to read about these illnesses. Did you prevent yourself from lying, backbiting, telltelling, and slandering, and all other illnesses? Well, they tell us to remind us. But just mentioning this point, and as I see, mashallah, next to you, there's a very beautiful book, Batini Bimariyon Ki Ma'lumat, meaning the science regarding the inner illnesses, the inner diseases. And this book, Abdul Hanan, by Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakat Mulalia, the kind of background to this book is that they had a passion and jazbah. They wanted people to have kind of an easy and smaller book, concise in terms of the matters of the inner diseases. And Sayyidi Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakat Mulalia, they took 40 of the inner illnesses which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahma has mentioned. 40 were taken from them and 7 were equally distributed by two great Buzurgan Adin, Imam Abdul Ghani Nablusi Rahimahullah and Imam Ghazali Alayhi Rahma. So within this small booklet, there's approximately 47 spiritual diseases. And here is the point I'd just like to end on, Abdul Hanan Bhai, is that learning and seeking this knowledge is one of the most essential obligatory actions upon a Muslim. These are the words of Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat, Mawlana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan in Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif. So just as an introductory section and point here is that we have to study this ourselves. And it's not something that we will have to go out today, viewers of Madani Channel, and sit in the company of ulama-i kiram, because obviously in today's circumstances, it's very, very difficult. Amir al-Sunnat and this beautiful environment of Da'at Islami has many books, has many booklets, and even magazines now, in which these topics are being discussed.
Alhamdulillah, the weekly bayans, you'll find that these
the weekly bayans and the weekly risale, the weekly booklets. I think not too long ago, maybe a few weeks ago, now it's been a few months, there was a weekly booklet called Dogs of Hell. Dogs of Hell, this was in reference to backbiting. Backbiting is another illness within our society and it stems from an illness within the heart, which is anger, malice, hatred, jealousy. So in essence, you know, many of these vices and problems that we see in our society, they all stem from an inner illness. And inshallah, today we'll briefly talk about this as well.
MashaAllah, Bilal Bhai's covered this quite well about the hidden diseases. We've also got Waseem Bhai with us as well. Waseem Bhai, inner diseases, obviously, mostly you will find that people, you can say the outer diseases is open, people who are open sinners. With inner diseases is something which is hidden inside. And normally people of piety, people who are seem pious, you can say, people who are connected to the religion, people who are practicing, maybe performing namaz, in ibadat, they are involved with these inner diseases as well. So inshallah, we see what Waseem Bhai has got to say regarding the inner diseases, and inshallah, where Waseem Bhai takes the start.
MashaAllah, first of all, Bilal Bhai, MashaAllah, very beautiful introduction. And from what you just said of the Hanan Bhai, you know, today there's a lot of focus, and there should be as well, that, you know, these are some diseases that could cause me damage in my life. These are such diseases that could even take my life. these diseases could affect my life. But you know, no diet is very good to prevent yourself from obtaining such diseases. It's very good to keep yourself safe. But the maximum these diseases will do is take your life. But in regards to the hidden disease which Bilal Bhai introduced, these are so severe that they could take your iman. And as we know that our iman is the most precious thing we have. A person could have wealth, a person could have a big house, a person could have everything. But if he doesn't have iman, he has nothing. That's how important iman is. And we also know that the successful person is that individual who takes his iman into his grave as well. But it's very important that we learn about these diseases that could take our iman away. And like Bilal Bhai mentioned, mashallah, our Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, has written a whole book in regards to this as well. But what I want to say in regards to these diseases is today, if a person is committing a sin, now he's not aware that he's committing a sin. Like today, we're going to be speaking about different things. And some of the viewers might be thinking, is this actually a sin? Is this actually a hidden disease? Now, what I want to say here is, some people might not even know that this is a sin, which is what we're going to be speaking about today. And remember, there are two sins written for this. First of all, the sin that you are committing, and then number two, that you didn't have knowledge about that sin. So it's very important that this program that especially, mashallah, the brothers are delivering today, is we watch this and we understand what are the sins of the inner side. What are the hidden diseases that we are not aware of? And in regards to this, what I want to mention before, mashallah, we speak to our Ustad Tariq Saab, is, you know, today people say that, brother, I do dua in the court of Allah. I read my namaz, but I don't get any peace. I don't get any, you know, I don't feel anything. I do dua in the court of Allah, but I can't cry in the love of Allah. I can't cry in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mashallah, one muballigh mentioned something beautiful, alhamdulillah. He goes, you know, if there's a bowl and there's some dirt inside that bowl. Now, every single day, you put a glass of water in that bowl. What's going to happen? The dirt is still going to remain there. So now it's very important that the dirt of the inner side, we clean this. It's very important to clean this. Otherwise, you can put as much milk as you want. But if the dirt is not clean, then it's not going to have any effect. So if we remove this dirt, if we clean this dirt, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will see that we will start to cry in the love of Allah. We will cry in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will actually enjoy our ibadah, enjoy our namaz, inshallah, azza wa jal.
Gee, dear viewers, so our topic today, hidden disease, alhamdulillah, you've been hearing from the Muballigins, talking about this disease. This is those things which, first of all, it's important for us to know about them. We should have knowledge about them. Sadly, a lot of people are unaware that of these diseases, and they exist inside us. People are thinking that we are doing nothing wrong. But if these diseases are inside us, they are eating away, you can say, at our iman. And it's important to have understanding and knowledge about them. Alhamdulillah, we have Ustad Tariq Madani with us, inshallah, azawajal, who's going to shed some light. Alhamdulillah, he's also a great scholar, alhamdulillah, azawajal. So we'll get beautiful Madani pools from him as well, inshallah. Ji, Ustad sahab, iske baare mein kuch Urdu mein ye kya kehenge, isko kehenge batni bimariyan, hidden diseases, you could say.
Ji, bilkul, isko batni bimariyan kehenge. Aur in the very beginning, jo Bilal sahab ne aur Wasim bhai ne is par jo bayan kiya, wo jo na unhone dil ka bayan kiya. Aur batni bimariyon ka bahut bada taluq hai hi dil ke sath. یعنی باطنی بیماریوں کا تعلق دل کے ساتھ ہے اور یہ دل کو جو سمجھنا یہ بھی بہت زیادہ ضروری ہے دل کے یعنی کہ دل کی اہمیت اور دل کو ہمیں کیسا رکھنا چاہیے دل کی امپورٹینس اور اس کا اندازہ ہم اس بات سے لگا سکتے ہیں کہ چند مقامات پر اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے دل کا ذکر فرمایا اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں ارشاد فرماتا ہے سورۃ الاحزاب میں وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ اور اللہ تعالیٰ جانتا ہے جو کچھ تمہارے دلوں میں ہے اور دوسرے مقام پر ارشاد فرمایا سورۃ المائدہ میں اِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ اِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ کہ بے شک اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ جانتا ہے اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ جاننے والا ہے دلوں کی بات کو جانتا ہے ہم ابھی ہم نے مزید اس پہ بات کرنی ہے آپ نے جو کچھ چند ایک بیماریوں کے نام ذکر کیے تھے ہم نے اس پہ بھی انشاءاللہ تعالیٰ ڈیٹیل میں جا کے اس پہ بات کریں گے لیکن بندہ یہ سوچے نا تھوڑا غور کرے کہ میرے دل میں جو بیماری ہے وہ میرا رب جانتا ہے میں پھر کیوں پالوں اس بیماری کو اپنے دل میں کیوں نہیں نکال دیتا میں, کیوں اس کو ریڈ آف نہیں کر دیتا, کیوں اس کو دور نہیں کر دیتا میں, تو میرا رب تو میرا جانتا ہے کہ میرے دل میں کیا ہے. اور اچھا ہم کیوں اس ٹاپک پہ اتنا آج امفسائز کرنے جا رہے ہیں یا کیوں اس پر ہم اتنی بات کریں گے, اس کے متعلق میں عرض کروں گا کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمان ہے, طلب العلم فریضۃ علی کل مسلم. اس کا ترجمہ شاید سب کو آتا ہوگا. اس کے متعلق امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ نے لکھا ہے, اس کو اس روایت کو بیان کرنے کے بعد فرماتے ہیں کہ تین قسم کے علم ہیں, تھری ٹائپس آف نالج, یہ بندے کے اوپر فرض ہیں. ان میں سے نمبر ون ارشاد فرمایا کہ عقائد کا علم جس میں توحید, رسالت وغیرہ وغیرہ, یہ بلیفس جس میں آ جاتے ہیں, کریڈز. اچھا نمبر ٹو ارشاد فرمایا کہ شریعت کا علم, شریعت کے علم میں یہ ساری چیزیں آ جاتی ہیں, طہارت, نماز, روزہ, حج, زکوٰۃ, نکاح, طلاق وغیرہ وغیرہ, وراثت, یہ ساری چیزیں آ جاتی ہیں. نمبر تھرڈ ارشاد فرمایا کہ دل اور اس کی باطنی بیماریوں کو جاننا اور اس کا علاج, یہ چیزیں بھی فرض ہیں. اور ارشاد فرمایا, امام غزالی فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ ہر ایک پر فرض ہے, ہر ایک پر فرض ہے. دیکھیں کچھ چیزیں جیسے ہوتی ہیں نا, ہمارے الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں اس پہ بڑی الحمدللہ دیکھتے ہیں, سنتے ہیں, امیر علیہ سنت جس طرح سے میں ذہن دیتے ہیں, فرض علوم, فرض علوم, فرض علوم. ہر شخص کے احوال کے مطابق اس کے فرض علوم ہوں گے. مثال کے طور پر اگر کوئی شخص تاجر ہے, بزنس مین ہے, تو اس کے لیے وہ بزنس کے چیزوں کو جاننا ضروری ہے, اس کے لیے وہ فرض ہے. اگر کوئی شخص اجیر ہے تو اس کو اجارے کے لیے. اچھا کوئی شخص اگر کوئی بھی یعنی کہ کام کرتا ہے تو اس کو اس سے جو کنسیڈر رکھنے والے, اس کے جو متعلقہ معاملات ہیں ان کو جاننا اس کے لیے فرض ہے. لیکن یہ دل کا معاملہ ایسا ہے اور دل کی بیماریوں کو جاننا یہ ہر شخص پر فرض ہے, ہر شخص پر. تو اس کی اہمیت کو اندازہ لگائیں. اور پھر
صاحب it's amazing how you brought this forward, and you know, so for some people this might be totally new that how important it is to know about the conditions of the heart. یہ جو چیزیں نا آپ نے, یہ لوگ تو یہ شاید اس پر لوگوں کا ذہن بھی نہیں جاتا ہوگا, مائنڈ سیٹ ڈزنٹ گو ٹوورڈز دس دیٹ ریلیٹڈ ود دی ہارٹ, ہاؤ امپورٹنٹ دس از. اینڈ دس از ویری امپورٹنٹ فار دی ویوز آف مدنی چینل الحمد للہ ٹو گیٹ دس ٹائپ آف نالج الحمد للہ ٹو دیٹ وی سیک ان ٹوڈے ریگارڈنگ دس ہارٹ. جی استاد صاحب,
اب آپ یہ دیکھیں اس کی امپورٹینس کا اندازہ آپ یہاں سے لگائیں کہ ہم جو ہے یہ سب کی عادت ہے کہ ہم جو ہے نا جناب دن میں دو دو چار چار مرتبہ اپنا فیس واش کریں گے, کریمیں بھی لگائیں گے جناب, اپنے آپ کو بڑا خوبصورت بنائیں گے, تو اچھے سوٹ بوٹ, یہ ساری چیزیں کس لیے؟ لوگوں کو دکھانے کے لیے. ہم ایک لمحے یہ چیز نہیں سوچتے ہیں کہ جو دل ہے, یہ دل تو میرے رب تعالیٰ کے نظر فرمانے کی جگہ ہے, دل میرے رب تعالیٰ کے نظر فرمانے کی جگہ, میں اس کو صحیح کیوں نہیں کرتا, میں اس کو سیدھا کیوں نہیں کرتا, میں اس کے متعلق کیوں نہیں سوچتا, اپنے امامے کے بارے میں سوچتا ہوں. جناب بڑا خوبصورت اور امام ہونا چاہیے, فیس بالکل اچھا سا ہونا چاہیے, کریم شریم لگا کے لوگ آتے ہیں, ویسے میں نے لگائی نہیں, لیکن عرض کر رہا ہوں, ایک بات عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ ہم لوگ یہ اس طرح سے کرتے ہیں. نہیں مسئلہ نہیں ہے, لیکن میں ایک بات عرض کر رہا ہوں کہ میں ہر شخص یہ سوچے کہ میں کیا کیا کرتا ہوں, میں اپنے پاس جناب پورے سوٹ وغیرہ ہر چیز کے بارے میں اسی طرح سے, کیوں آخر کیوں ہماری توجہ اس بات کی طرف نہیں جاتی کہ میں اپنے دل کو بھی تو صحیح کروں. میرا ظاہر اچھا ہے, میرا ظاہر اچھا ہے, میرا کاش میرا باطن بھی اچھا ہو جائے.
ریویوز دس ٹاپک آف آس ٹوڈے ہڈن ڈیزیزز, اینڈ ماشاءاللہ دی مبلغین ہیو بیوٹیفلی پٹ اٹ فارورڈ. And the way it's all related with the heart, it's related with us inside and what's going on and how we are thinking. And today we decorate ourselves, we beautify ourselves, we wear the best clothes, we make sure that our hair is in place and everything, it's been oiled, all this, but the heart, which the sighting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon, that is left in the dirty state. If that is left in with filth, then what will be our state? So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, that is something which we need to start focusing upon. And this is what we are speaking about today, about the hidden diseases, the diseases related to the heart. And there are so many of them, inshallah, we're going to touch upon them. Whichever ones we got time for, inshallah, we'll try to touch upon these diseases. The inner diseases of ostentation, of jealousy, of malice, of bad assumptions, of greed. All these are which are inner disease, of hypocrisy. These are the things which are inside us. And inshallah, we will hear from the Muballighin. Ji, Bilal Bhai.
The topic of the hidden diseases. One thing, as we heard from our Ustad Sab, that really the heart is a very, very important element and a piece of flesh within our human body. We do look at the apparent, and it's no harm in looking at the apparent. But what's more important is that place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed Nazar-e-Karam is upon. And this is what something we have to always focus upon. And I'd just like to mention here this point that which are the avenues which get to our heart? And the reason for telling us this is because, do you know the person's heart and his inner state, this is what comes out of his apparent state as well. If a person is, today if we take a practical example, if we all analyze our life, how we are going about our day-to-day activities, if we see that we are sinning or we are faulting in certain places, then know that we are having an issue within our heart, because the problem starts from within. And a beautiful point which our Muballigh mentioned is that there's different avenues to get towards the heart. Meaning, you know what a person goes through and his feelings? There's different avenues. One of them is through the eyes. What a person watches, what a person looks at, this affects the person's heart. And when you look at the person's, and another element is his hearing. Whatever that person listens to, this also has a big effect on the state of a person's heart. And what does this do if a person, if he has positive input with these limbs, with the eyes and with the ears, then his heart will be in the remembrance of Allah. He will always try to do those actions which bring him nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a person again uses those same limbs, the eyes, the ears, these gateways to the heart, if he uses them in a negative aspect, in a way which it causes the heedlessness in the remembrance of Allah, then no doubt the heart will also become corrupt as well. So a point that I'd like to highlight here is that we have to be careful and how are we using our gateways to the heart? The way we are using our eyes, the way we're using our ears, this is what causes the corruption within the heart. Today we have many illnesses. We're going to talk about showing off, which Amil Sunnah has actually mentioned as number one in this book in the spiritual diseases. The biggest disease according to Amil Sunnah, and they put it first, is showing off.
Inshallah.
And alongside this, another thing which is also linked to the heart, as well as we have to look after our eyes and our ears, it's our thoughts as well. Let's say a person, through his eyes and his ears, he is sound, meaning he is obeying the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But through his thoughts, he is disobeying Allah. Through his thoughts, he is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another aspect where the ulama mentioned that you also have to pay close attention to this, because the heart is affected by these outer gateways. If we inshallah focus on this, we will inshallah save ourselves from many sins.
I think the viewers of Madni Channel are probably waiting to hear regarding some of these. MashaAllah, Bilal Shabir Bhai has just touched upon one of them. Waseem Bhai, there's so many. I know one of them is bad assumptions, thinking bad about. We talked about the mind here as well. So this is a disease which is people just sit and just basically there's no movements from the lips. There's no movements from the body. Yet the person is involved in a disease, he's involved in a sin. What can you say regarding this, Waseem Bhai? Person sitting there, a person looking at him won't notice that this person is involved in a sin, but he's involved in that.
You know, there's many sins that, you know, you require someone with you and to commit that sin. But this is that sin that you don't need no one with you. You know, your eyes can be closed, you can be committing the sin. Your eyes can be open, you can be committing that sin.
Allah, Allah.
You can be walking, meaning there's so many ways that you can be committing this sin. And this is actually described as a sin in Islam. Allah. And this is badgumani, negative thinking. When Allah. You think a negative, and you know, especially in today's day and age, you know, this is such a major problem that, you know, you're trying to do good for someone, but they take it in a negative way. You know, you're trying to help someone, But the person is thinking, why is he doing this? What's the motive behind this?
See, so some examples so the views of Madni Channel can sort of may reflect what this is.
The perfect examples, what we have in our pockets at this moment in time. You know, we take our mobile phone out today. The person on the other side doesn't pick up the phone. What do you trust? Oh, I'm calling him. He's gone so big now that he doesn't answer his phone.
Oh, yeah.
These things are going on. A simple thing, when we read namaz, our phone is on the side. When we read our Quran, the Quran, the phone is on the side. Who knows, this person could be reading his namaz. This person, he could be in the bathroom. This person, he could be reading the Quran. We don't know.
Kids have taken the phone, something or another.
But all these negative thoughts are going through the mind at that time. Another problem today. You know, you got WhatsApp and you got the blue ticks.
Oh, now, those are the happens? Dangerous ones.
That's a very dangerous one. Now, I've sent a message to so-and-so individual. Blue ticks have come as well.
He's
ignored my message.
Didn't reply.
You know, he's still online and I've sent him a message 1 hour ago. He's coming online every 2 minutes. This is what people do. So much time on their hand that they're just watching this person. He's coming online every 2 minutes, but he's not opening my message. Now, seriously, when you go to the masjid or you go into such a place, you don't check your messages every message at that time. When you're free, that's when you check your message. Or blue ticks does not mean that person wasn't going to respond to you. Maybe he was about to respond to you and his battery went off. So always think positive.
Wasim, by here also, sometimes because everyone's in their homes nowadays with the lockdown situation, you get the kids are picking the phone up. They keep on checking the phone. So someone's just taken the phone. He's looked at the message. When the fathers come back, the mothers come back, they've looked at the phone. It's a message which has gone past now. So he's missed it totally. So the person just thinking, sitting there, he's read my message, he's looked at my message, but he hasn't replied. In actual fact, it could be that the person has not even checked the message, or he's not even seen it. The kids have opened the phone, they've checked the message, and it's moved on, and it's gone out of
this
it.
This person is at home stressing out. What this person, look at, and you know, all these thoughts are coming into his mind. Remember, this particular sin, and as well as many other sins, these open the doors for many sins. Now, what starts to happen is, he's got a big person now. He's not going to answer me. Who am I to him? All these thoughts are going through the mind. And this is what actually badgumani, negative thinking is. But remember one point to just clear here. If a thought just comes into your mind, you won't get the sin for that. But as soon as you mentally accept it, and then obviously say it out as well, that's when the sin will be recorded. And one beautiful example about how positive thinking can bring goodness to you, and especially how negative thinking can bring destruction. It's mentioned one pious individual, he says that I was sitting in the masjid, and two people, after a period of time, they came into the masjid. One was a businessman, and one was a poor individual. Now what happened is the businessman, he's reading his namaz, and then the poor person came in the masjid. He's read his namaz, now he starts making dua in the court of Allah. He starts saying, Ya Allah Azawajal, I want so-and-so meal. I want so-and-so food. For example, let's give an example. I want chicken biryani today. Ya Allah, allow this to me, reach me. Now this business person, he's sitting near him and he's thinking to him, he's just showing me. He just wants me to give it to him. That's why he's showing me. That person, he finished his dua, he went to sleep. The businessman continued his worship. He's mentioned after a period of time, one young individual came. He bought a tray and alhamdulillah, he woke the person up and he goes, this is for you. Now that businessman is thinking to himself, what's going on here? You know, this person, he made dua and his dua was accepted. He went to that individual. He goes, do you know this person who was sleeping? He goes, I don't know him. Why did you bring him food then? He goes, the reason why I bought him food is my children have been asking me for this meal for a very long time. I couldn't afford it. But today, alhamdulillah, I got a very good income and I bought this food for my children. And now, as my wife was preparing this food, I went to sleep. I had a dream of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to me that a wali, a pious person of Allah has come to your neighborhood. He once has a desire for this particular dish that is being cooked in your home. Take this to him. He will only eat a little bit. If you feed him this food, inshallah azawajal, I will give you this guarantee that you will enter Jannah, inshallah azawajal. So what happened of the Hanan by this person, this business person? He's thinking all these negative things. This person is just showing me. But in fact, we don't know. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. So badgumani, negative thinking, if you look at it from the worldly point of view, it's very destructive. And you know, especially it leads to many mental health problems, depression, anxiety, stress, all these problems start to develop. So negative thinking is such a door that we should try to close and just think positive, inshallah. If every single person, if everyone in the home, if everyone in our workplace, if everyone in our community, things positive, Allah, our community will become a better community, inshallah.
Yes, my dear viewers, what Wasim bhai was talking about is negative thinking. It's really, it's taking over our minds today, and it's destroying people, and it's leading to another sins. Just because you're thinking negative, you start to have jealousy for that person, you start to have hatred for that person. All this negative thinking, it builds up and it builds up. And what was seen by the story was seen by mentioned regarding the person in the masjid, and how, and you know, just I can give you an example here, how people sometimes think of negative thinking. Someone's in the masjid and he's got a mobile phone, and he's on the mobile phone, he's got it in his hand. Now a person who's coming to the masjid, he thinks, okay, this person in the masjid, he can't get off his phone, he can't stop looking at his text messages or reading his text messages. He's in the masjid. It could be that same person who's sitting in that masjid and he's got his phone out, he's reading the Quran by looking at the phone. Yes, my dear Islam brothers and viewers, this could also be a condition. The person's reading the Quran by looking at his phone. So before we go into this thought thinking that this person is sitting in the masjid and he's maybe on Facebook, he's maybe checking his messages, but think positive. And alhamdulillah, the beauty of our deen is that our deen teaches us to think positive, even to the extent that it's mentioned that if you see a person coming out of a wrong type of place, if a person is coming out from a pub or a place where alcohol is drunk, then even then a person should have a positive thinking of that person, that it could be that someone owed him money and he's gone to take that money back from him from the pub. This is our beautiful deen, my dear Islam brothers. And these are the diseases, the inner diseases which we are talking about today. There's so much we want to discuss. Package of Rukne Shura, inshallah. We'll listen to this and then we'll turn to towards our Naad Khan, inshallah.
Meethe meethe Islam bhaiyo, jab bhi koi bimari hoti hai, to uske kuch alamat hoti hain. تو اس طرح جو باطنی بیماری ہے دل کی سختی قسوۃ القلب اس کی بھی چند علامات ہیں یہ سنتے ہیں اور ان علامات کو دور کرنے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائیو سب سے پہلی علامت جو ہے ہم ذرا غور کریں کہ کہیں ایسا تو نہیں ہے کہ ہمارا بھی دل سخت ہو گیا ہو اور ہمیں اس کا علم ہی نہ ہو ظاہر علامات سے ہی پتہ چلے گا کہ یہ علامتیں ہمارے اندر پائی جاتی ہیں یا نہیں پائی جاتی اگر پائی جائیں تو پھر اس کا علاج کرنا چاہیے تو پہلی علامت یہ ہے کہ جس کا دل سخت ہوتا ہے قسوۃ القلب کی بیماری جس کو ہوتی ہے اس کا عبادات کے اندر دل نہیں لگتا انسان نیک اعمال سے جی چراتا ہے خاص کر عبادات سے بھاگتا ہے اگر کبھی مسجد میں آنے کی توفیق مل بھی جائے تو اس کا دل مسجد کے اندر نہیں لگتا جی چاہتا ہے کہ جلدی جلدی میں مسجد سے چلا جاؤں جبکہ مومن کا دل تو مسجد کے اندر لگتا ہے مسجد میں آ کے اسے سکون حاصل ہوتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ عز و جل نے منافقین کی یہ علامت بیان کی ہے ترجمہ کنز الایمان جب نماز کو کھڑے ہوں تو ہارے جی سے نماز پڑھتے ہیں تو ان کا نماز میں دل ہی نہیں لگتا اور نماز میں سستی کرتے ہیں تو میٹھے میٹھے اسلام بھائیو آئیے اب ہم اپنے گریبان میں جھانک کر دیکھتے ہیں کہ کیا ہمارا دل نماز میں لگتا ہے کیا مسجد میں آ کے ہمیں سکون حاصل ہوتا ہے کیا ہم پنج وقتہ باجماعت نماز پڑھنے کی کوشش کرتے ہیں اور اگر ایسا نہیں ہے نماز سے اگر ہم دور ہوتے چلے جا رہے ہیں تو ہمیں جان لینا چاہیے کہ شاید ہمارے دل کے اندر سختی میں اضافہ ہو گیا ہے اور اپنا دل ہمیں نماز کے اندر لگانا چاہیے نماز میں دل نہ لگے تو نماز میں دل لگایا جائے انشاءاللہ عز و جل جب ہم اپنا دل نماز کے ساتھ لگانے کی کوشش کریں گے تو ہمارا دل نماز میں لگ ہی جائے گا
Beautiful مدنی پھول from رکن شورا الحمدللہ these were different events الحمدللہ where دعوت اسلامی has been arranging courses like this and then doing تربیت of people who are involved الحمدللہ I had the opportunity to visit Bab al-Madina Karachi and alhamdulillah so many places these courses are taking place where they're talking about the hidden diseases of the heart and alhamdulillah you have Rukne Shura's Muballigin are mentioning these things and rectifying people making them aware of this alhamdulillah and also we got our Sheikh Tariqat Amil-e-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah blesses us with his words of wisdom and in Madani Muzakara, and he's always rectifying us, alhamdulillah, through this. So these are things, alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami, we are constantly reminded of these hidden diseases. And there's a lot to talk about regarding this. We've also quite a bit of a request of naats, inshallah. We'll take some naats from Hafiz Adil, inshallah. If you can read few shares of all the requests, inshallah. We've also got our silsila, the sign language, inshallah, as well. So continue watching, inshallah. We've got other things to be mentioned regarding hidden diseases as well. Ji, Hafiz Adil, inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی اب تو بس ایک ہی دھن ہے
تیری دید کا پیلا نانا مدنی مدینے والے
اب تو بس
So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers, we want to go through our the beautiful part of our silsila, which is sign language, inshallah. And we have Adil bhai with us, so we'll make a start from Adil bhai, inshallah, and we see what I'm going to leave you as the order, inshallah. Wasim bhai is going to guess and Adil bhai is going to do the sign language, inshallah. So Adil bhai seems very confident today, inshallah.
Showing off, arrogance, takabbur.
Allah, Allah.
Having takabbur in the heart.
I think Adil bhai is going a bit different with his sign language today.
Showing humility. I'm the best. I'm the best.
Allah Akbar. <Allah. اللہ اللہ
امام حنفیہ
Adil Bhai's looks like he rejected everyone today.
Takabbur, Gigi. Is it takabbur though? Is it arrogance? Having love for yourself.
Allahu Akbar. Allah. Ji, Adil Bhai, maybe if you can say Nath Khan. Allahu Akbar. Given Adil Bhai a bit of a leeway now.
Asking for praise.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
The cupboard, arrogance.
Allahu Akbar. Azim Bhai, the clue was Nath Khan. Something that Nath Khan can have.
Looking down upon others.
Allah, Allah, Allah. I've given you too much clues, Azim Bhai. You still, time is coming to an end. A few seconds left. Allah. Last try, Azim Bhai. Time's over.
Asking for praise.
Allahu Akbar. Jealousy. Yes, sometimes one Nath Khan, if someone else's voice is good, the other one feels that jealousy inside his heart. So this is what it was. Yes, this is obviously related to our topic today as well. Ji, inshallah, we'll continue with inshallah, Bilal Shabir Bhai, inshallah, if you can do the sign language and Ustaz Sahab will guess, inshallah. Ustaz Sahab, aapne guess karna Bilal Bhai, inshallah. अगर नीचे देख ले तो अल्लाह टुडे वाज टफ वंस
गुस्सा इनाद इनाद यानी दुश्मनी एनिमिटी
Allah, Allah.
Bughz. Kina.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
Having...
Bughz, Kina, Inad.
English.
Kine ko English mein kya kehte hain? Mujhe fahm nahi hai.
I think the guy is right.
Kina is envy, I think.
Kina, isn't it like malice?
Kina is... Sorry, Kina is... I'm not sure what this is.
Chalo, I think you got it.
Bughz, Ustaz Sahab, I think the majlis is saying pass it, inshallah.
Having hatred.
Bughz to nahi kehenge us tarah, but maybe you can get away with it. Okay, yeah. Inshallah. Theek hai. Ji, Waseem Bhai will do the sign language. Adil Bhai will guess, inshallah.
I think there's a common thing today, inshallah.
Allah, Allah. Allah. No, this is turning the tables now.
Allah.
Yeah, Allah, Allah, Allah. Someone's coming from outer space.
Acha, upar dekhna.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Chand dekhna. Chand. Chand thale aa jana.
Allah, Allah.
Niche ke ishara kar rahe hain.
Subhanallah.
Theek hai, chand. اچھا اقل صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے بارے میں چاند کی یہ کیا ہے کچھ سمجھ نہیں آ رہی یہ اس کے چاند کی تو ٹھیک ہے اب چاند آپ نے ایسے کیے اس کا مطلب
گر گیا نا آپ صاحب گر گیا چاند
ایک تو ہوتا ہے نا کہ اشارے سے ٹوٹ چاند کو دیکھنا عید کے لیے رمضان کے لیے
اللہ 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 اللہ
اچھا بقرعید کے لیے ویسے چاند دیکھنا ہر مہینے
اللہ اللہ اللہ
اچھا ہے دیکھنے کے والے سے یہ مہینے کا نام بتانا ہے مہینے کا نام بتانا ہے رجب کا چاند دیکھنا
اللہ we will give it but it wasn't to look at the moon of Rajab It's the month of Rajab. But we let you off, inshallah. The month of Rajab. جی بلال بھائی یور ٹائم ٹو گیس استاد صاحب از گونا ڈو دی اشارہ انشاءاللہ عز وجل اللہ اکبر
فاسٹنگ
اللہ اکبر
I'm fasting in Rajab.
Allahu Akbar. It was easy in the sense that after Vaseem bhai dropped all their moons and Adil bhai has been picking them up, so Bilal bhai's guest there, subhanallah. So my dear viewers, alhamdulillah, the topic which we were covering today regarding hidden disease, there's many hidden diseases. Aapke taraf se kuch madani phool ho jaye.
Isme ek buzurg ne ye likha hai ki jab kisi ko kisi se دل میں جو ہے نا اس کو نفرت ہو جاتی ہے نا تو پھر وہ اس کی جو نا غیبت کرتا ہے
the result is backbiting جی
ہاں اس طرح سے جو نا وہ ہوتا ہے
the disease is something the hatred the malice in the heart and it comes out as backbiting
اس کا لنک ہے بہرحال لیکن غیبت کرنا یہ تو ظاہری ڈیزیز
ظاہری ڈیزیز جو واقعی جو علم سے ان چیزوں کے بارے میں انفارمیشن ملتی ہے تو یہ تو واقعی ایک الگ ہے استاد صاحب آپ کچھ تو مزید کچھ ایسی بیماریاں ہیں جو you can say hidden diseases which people are very unaware of you can say maybe unke naam bhi kai dafa aise hote hain ke bande ko pata hi nahi hota hai ki ye bhi koi bimari thi ya isko bhi koi log bimari samajhte hain people think them as people don't even think them as a disease it's just normal sometimes it's natural but this actual action is a disease itself
bilkul aisi bahut sari bimariyan hain jo لوگ جو ہے نا ان کے ناموں سے بھی اویئر نہیں ان کو پتہ ہی نہیں کہ جو ہے نا کیا کیا ہے جیسے میں بھی ان میں سے ایک کا ذکر کرتا ہوں شماتت
یہ میرا حال ہے واقعی مینی آف دی ویورز اٹس مائٹ بی جسٹ دی فرسٹ ٹائم شماتت
جی جی شماتت
کچھ
اور بھی اس طرح کی میں بیماریاں انشاءاللہ آپ کو تھوڑی دیر میں انشاءاللہ بکیا کے بھی نام عرض کروں گا ہمیں پتہ ہی نہیں کہ شماتت ہوتی کیا ہے اور جیسے میں نے کہا نا کہ یہ پتہ ہونا ضروری ہے کہ کیا بیماری ہے اور ہمیں اس سے بچنا بھی ضروری ہے اب شماتت کیا ہے شماتت کے بارے میں علامہ عبد الغنی النابلسی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ جن کا بلال اتاری نے بھی تھوڑی دیر پہلے ذکر کیا یہ علامہ عبد الغنی النابلسی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ ان کا ذکر فتاوی رضویہ میں بھی کئی جگہ پر اعلیٰ حضرت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ نے بھی فرمایا بڑے پائے کے بزرگ ہیں بڑی پیاری کتاب لکھی الحدیقۃ الندیہ تو اس میں فرماتے ہیں کہ یہ شماتت کیا ہے شماتت یہ ہے کہ اپنے کسی بھی نسبی یا مسلمان بھائی کے نقصان یا اس کو ملنے والی مصیبت اور تکلیف کو دیکھ کر خوش ہونا کسی مسلمان بھائی کی کسی نسبی بھائی کی اس کو جو تکلیف ملی اس کو جو مصیبت ملی اس کو دیکھ کر خوش ہونا یہ شماتت ہے
جسٹ فار دی ویوز اف مدنی چینل استاد صاحب از ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ واٹ دس ڈیزیز از شماتت از is that you see someone in the state of difficulty or problems and being happy upon that. Now you see, he's learnt his lesson. So being happy upon that, this is the disease which starts as well. Jee, starts as well.
Allah. Now, this is the same thing. In this case, the Quran Majid Furqan Hamid ki ayat yahan par main zikr karunga. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Quran Majid Furqan Hamid Surah Ali Imran mein irshad farmata hai. ان تمسسکم حسنتم تسؤہم کہ اگر تمہیں کوئی بھلائی پہنچے تو انہیں برا لگے اور فرمایا کہ وَإِن تُصِبْكُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَفْرَحُوا بِهَا تم کو کوئی برائی پہنچے تو اس پر وہ خوش ہوں اس کے بارے میں تفسیر صراط الجنان میں بھی پڑھ رہا تھا مفتی قاسم صاحب دامت برکاتہم العالیہ انہوں نے اس کو یہ بیان کیا کہ یہ کفار کا طریقہ ہے
اللہ
یہ کفار کا طریقہ ہے اور نہ جانے کہاں سے ہم یہ مسلمانوں میں یہ آ گیا ہے یعنی کہ یہ مسلمانوں کو یہ طریقہ نہیں اپنانا چاہیے کہ دوسرے مسلمان بھائی کو کوئی تکلیف پہنچی کوئی ڈیزیز ہوئی کوئی پرابلم ہو گئی کوئی اس کا ایکسیڈنٹ ہو گیا کوئی اس کا مال چھن گیا اس کے اوپر خوش ہونا
سمپل ایگزامپل از سم ون جسٹ ٹرپس ہی از کمنگ ڈاؤن دی سٹیئرز ہی فالز ایوری ون پیپل آر جسٹ سٹینڈنگ دیئر اینڈ جسٹ فیلنگ ہیپی اوور ہی لک ایٹ دس گائی ہیز
بالکل بالکل
سم ون سلپڈ اور سم ون بینگز انٹو اے لیمپ پوسٹ
ایسا تو نہیں ہونا چاہیے یہ جو نا دیکھیں جیسے ہم کہتے ہیں نا کہ مسکرانا سنت ہے اچھی بات ہے مسکرائے لیکن کچھ مواقع ایسے ہیں کچھ جگہیں ایسی ہیں کہ وہاں پر آپ نے ہنسنا نہیں ہے وہاں پر آپ نے مسکرانا نہیں ہے مگر کسی کے آپ کو کوئی خبر ملتی ہے کسی کے انتقال کی تو یہ کوئی موقع نہیں ہے آپ کہیں گے نہیں جناب سنت ہے مسکرانا تو ہر وقت یہ نہیں کہ ہر وقت ہی جو نا بندہ مسکراتا رہا ہے کچھ ایسے معاملات ہوتے ہیں جہاں پر بندے کو نہیں ہنسنا چاہیے نہیں مسکرانا چاہیے جیسے آپ نے چند ایگزامپلس دی یہ تو یہ مسکرانا بلکہ وہ جو شخص گرا ہے نا جس بیچارے کے ساتھ یہ ہیپن ہوا ہے
اس کی تو بلکہ دل آزاری بھی ہوگی نا. اس کو تو تکلیف ہو یار, میں مصیبت میں مبتلا ہوں اور یہ جنا ہنس رہا ہے. اور تو دیکھیں یہ جو نا, ایک بات تو یہ کہ یہ جو نا کافروں کی صفت ہے, اس کو جو نا اپنانے سے ہمیں گریز کرنا چاہیے, جس کا ذکر بھی قرآن مجید فرقان حمید میں آیا. اور دوسری بات یہ کہ اتنی پیاری روایت, یہ بندہ جو نا اس کو سن لے, اس کو سنیں تو انشاءاللہ تعالی یہ جو نا کوشش یہ ہوگی ہر مسلمان کی ہونی چاہیے کہ ہم اس سے بچیں. اتنی پیاری زبردست روایت ہے, اور یہ روایت ترمذی شریف میں بیان کی گئی ہے, اور اس کے راوی حضرت سیدنا واصلہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ہیں. فرماتے ہیں کہ نبی اکرم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ اپنے بھائی کی شماتت نہ کر, یعنی اس کی مصیبت پر اظہار مسرت نہ کر, اس کو مصیبت پہنچی اس پر خوشی نہ کر, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس پر رحم کرے اور تجھے اس میں مبتلا کر دے.
اللہ,
اب یہ بندہ سوچے نا, جو آپ نے جیسے ایگزامپل دی نا, یہ جو ہنس رہا ہے, جو کسی کو پرابلم ہو گئی, یہ جناب ہنس رہے ہیں, خوشی ہو رہے ہیں. اور اچھا بعض اوقات یہ تو جو آپ نے کہا کہ ہنس رہا ہے تو نظر آ جاتا ہے, سم ٹائمز ہوتا ہے دل میں بڑی خوشی ہوتی ہے, اوئے ہوئے یار یہ بڑا اچھا ہو گیا, اس کو جو نا بزنس میں لاس ہوا نا, صحیح, اس کو کرونا وائرس ہو گیا نا, بہت اچھا ہے مر جائے, یہ دل میں اس طرح کی جو نا وہ ذہن میں آتا ہے کہ اس نے میرے ساتھ جو نا غلط کرا تھا نا, یہ صحیح ہے, اس کا بیٹا مر گیا, بالکل صحیح, اس کا ایکسیڈنٹ ہو گیا, بہت اچھا ہوا. یہ دل میں اس طرح کی فیلنگس کا پیدا ہونا جو نا, یہ شماتت ہے, یہ دل کی وہ بیماری ہے جو بہت سارے مہلکات کی طرف لے جاتی ہے. اور پھر نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ کہیں کہ ایسا ہو کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس پر رحم فرما دے. اب شارحین نے اس حدیث کی شرح میں بیان کیا کہ رحم کا مطلب یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ جس مصیبت میں وہ مبتلا ہوا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی وہ مصیبت دور فرما دے, اور یہ بھی ہو سکتا ہے کہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس مصیبت کے بدلے میں اس سے بہتر چیز اس کو عطا فرما دے اور تجھے اس میں مبتلا کر دے. پھر ہم کیا کریں گے اگر ہمیں مبتلا کر دیا گیا؟
سر صاحب, واقعی اٹس اے ویری ڈیلیکیٹ میٹر, اینڈ سم ٹائم یو نو پیپل ہو آر ریلیجیس, اینڈ آئی مینشن دس ایٹ دی سٹارٹ ایز ویل, وی ریلیجیس پیپل ٹینڈ ٹو فال انٹو دیز کیٹیگریز ویل. سے فار ایگزامپل این قاری, سم ون از ریسائٹنگ دی قران, اور نعت خوان, اور مبلغ, اینڈ ہی بیسیکلی لوزز ہز وائس, اور سم تھنگ ہیپنز ٹو ہز تھروٹ, اینڈ دی ادر ون از فیلنگ ہیپی اوور دس, یو نو ہز لاسٹ ہز وائس, ہز لاسٹ ہز ساؤنڈ, یا you know, these sort of things are happening in with the people who are religious, who in a religious environment as well, where they are involved in this type of crime.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yakeen yani aisi cheez hai ke acha ye ek main arz kar dun madri channel ke nazreen ko ki is tarah ke baz waqt jo na jaise badgumani bhi, jaise abhi hamare Waseem bhai bayan kar rahe the, badgumani ya isi tarah se shamatat ek dam jo na baz waqt dil mein aa jati hai, یہ آنا برا نہیں ہے, ایک دم اگر آ جائے نا آپ اس کو ریموو کریں, اپنے دل سے ہٹائیں, نہیں نہیں ایسا نہیں ہوگا, جیسے انہوں نے وہ بلو ٹک کی بات کی تھی میسج, اس کو ہٹائیں گے, نہیں نہیں ایسا نہیں ہوگا, کچھ اور ہوگا, کوئی ایکسکیوز, کوئی ہو سکتا ہے اس کی شرعی مجبوری ہو. اور اسی طرح سے شماتت کے بارے میں اگر اس طرح کے خیالات آ جائیں تو فوراً اس کو ہٹائے بندہ, یہ نہیں اس کو جما لے. جب اس کو جما لے گا نا, جب اس کو جما لے گا, جب اس کو پکا کر لے گا ہاں بھائی ایسا ہی ہے, اب یہ شخص جو نا گناہ کی طرف اور اپنے آپ کو ہلاکت کی طرف ڈالنے میں جا رہا ہے. اور جو آپ نے فرمایا کہ یہ ریلیجیس پرسنز بھی ایسا کرتے ہیں, میں آپ کو ریلیجیس پرسن کی مثال دے رہا ہوں جن کا نام حضرت سیدنا سری سختی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ, بڑے بزرگ ہیں, بڑے صوفی بزرگ ہیں, اور ان کا ہم جو ہے نام سنتے رہتے ہیں. حضرت سیدنا سری سختی رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ کا بزنس تھا, اور ان کی بازار میں شاپ تھی. تو ایک مرتبہ کیا ہوا کہ جو بازار ہے اس کے کارنر پر, اس بازار کے کارنر پر آگ لگ گئی. تو ایک دو تین چار جتنی بھی شاپس تھیں وہ ساری ایک ایک کر کے جل گئی. اور یہ وہ زمانہ تھا کہ آج کی طرح تو ہے نہیں کہ بھائی آپ نے فوراً کال کی اور وہ فائر بریگیڈ آ گئی, اس طرح کا کچھ نہیں, سب کی جو نا وہ شاپس جل گئی. صرف ان کی ایک واحد شاپ پورے بازار میں, ان کی ایک شاپ بچی. جب ان کو یہ آئے, اس کو دیکھا, پتہ لگا, تو ان کی زبان سے ایک جملہ نکلا. اچھا وہ جملہ فی نفسی جو نا, یعنی کہ اٹسیلف وہ جملہ صحیح ہے, لیکن نیچرلی انہوں نے کیا الحمدللہ یہ کہا. اب جیسے انہوں نے یہ الحمدللہ کا یہ جملہ کہا, اس کے بعد جو نا ان کو یہ اس بات کا ایک احساس ہوا کہ کہیں ایسا نہ ہو کہ دیگر مسلمانوں کا جو نقصان ہوا ہے اس پر میرا یہ شکر ادا کرنا کہ شمادت نہ بن جائے. یہ ان کو خیال آیا, وہ تو بزرگ تھے نا, صوفی بزرگ تھے, وہ ہم تو دل میں جمع لیتے ہیں
الحمدللہ, اپنے وہ بچنے پر کہہ رہے ہیں,
اپنے بچنے پر انہوں نے جو الحمدللہ کہا وہ اپنے بچنے پر کہا, لیکن ان کو لگا کہ کہیں ایسا نہ ہو کہ میرا یہ جملہ دیگر مسلمانوں کے نقصان کا کے اعتبار سے نہ ہو جائے. اس اب انہوں نے کیا کیا, ہم شاید ہوتے نا پتہ نہیں کیا سے کیا کرتے. انہوں نے جب یہ ہیپن ہوا نا, جب ان کی زبان سے نکل گیا الحمدللہ اور یہ اس طرح کا معاملہ ہو, تو انہوں نے اس بزنس کو ہی چھوڑ دیا.
اللہ,
اور انہوں نے کہا کہ اب میں یہ بزنس نہیں کروں گا, انہوں نے اس کو اس تجارت کو ترک کر دیا. اور ہم کیا کرتے ہیں, اگر میں یہ جب میں نے واقعہ پڑھا نا تو میں سوچ رہا تھا کہ شاید ہم میں سے یا ہم جیسا کوئی ہوتا تو وہ شاید سوچتا یار کوئی ہے نا اچھا ہے سب کی دکانیں تباہ ہو گئیں, اب تو میرا بزنس اور چلے گا. یہ ہوتا ہے نا, یہ جو بزنس اس طرح کی جو مائنڈ سیٹ رکھتے ہوں سوچتے ہیں کہ میرا جو کمپیٹیٹر ہے وہ تو چلا گیا, ہاں تو صحیح, اب تو میرا جو اچھا بزنس جمے گا. یہ دیکھیں بزرگان دین بھی جو ہے اس طرح کے ہمیں یہ سمجھنے ان کی اس بات سے لیسن ملتا ہے کہ ہمیں بھی جو ہے شماتت سے بچنا چاہیے.
In a very beautiful manner he spoke about this, and this is something that's very common, and like you gave a few examples as well. But I think one cure for this and a solution to many problems is when you are in this position, when your heart is feeling happy. Ustaz Sahab mentioned that, you know, you should try to remove this. You should try to raise your hands, make dua for that person. Allah, once you make dua for that person, inshallah, hopefully these will remove, inshallah. And a disease that is probably linked with this disease as well is the disease of jealousy. Now, this is such a problem that, you know, in our society, and this is the first sin to be committed by a human as well, jealousy. And this is that sin that, you know, it opens many doors towards many other sins. If you look at murder, what the first sin that was committed, it led to 25% of murders today have some sort of link with jealousy initially. And this is such a thing of the Hanan Bhai that is destroying our communities. You know, because people got money today, big houses today. This jealousy is increasing day by day in our communities. And I just want to mention a few points here that someone might be watching. I don't have no jealousy in my heart. I'm not jealous of anyone. But I just want to mention a few practical examples of how we can find out if someone has jealousy in their heart. Allah. First of all, related to Ustaz Sahab's point, if someone who we don't like, we've got something in our heart, something happens to the individual, what happens in our heart? If we feel upset, different story. But if the heart starts to get happy, is it not the case that we are falling into the sin of jealousy? The other point that I'd like to mention here in regards to jealousy is, for example, now, someone gets something. Now, I've got one house, he's got one house. All of a sudden, he's got a second house. Are we feeling happy for that individual? Or then the badgumani door opens. Where did he get this money from? Where has he got it? He's going Hajj every year. I've been on Hajj only once in my life. Where is he getting the money from? That starts to happen. Then the next point is, if that person is praised in front of us, what starts to happen in our heart?
Mm.
If that person praised and we're feeling like, you know, I know the inside, brother, you don't know about this individual, something starts to happen in our heart. Is that, that's also a sign of jealousy. The fourth one, which is such a big one, is if someone speaks ill of that person in front of us. Now, you know, for that individual, the door opens. Finally, I've got someone on my side. And, you know, they both continue. Then the sin of backbiting, which Ustaz was talking about, that starts to open. So these are all signs of jealousy that we should look out for. And this is such an evil sin of the Hanan Bhai that it's destroying communities, it's destroying societies, it's destroying families, it's destroying many, many departments of our life today that we should look out for. Be happy for the people.
Allah.
And you know, in other words, when someone's got something and you're feeling jealous of someone, you should think to yourself, who's given him that? Allah's given him that. When you are criticizing him and criticizing how it's got to him, in other words, who are you criticizing? But there's one point here about rushk. There's one jealousy and there's one form that is called rushk. Rushk is that you make dua for that person. You feel happy for that person. That, Ya Allah, for example, mashallah, Adil Bhai sitting here. What a beautiful Nathan, mashallah. What amazing voice. Alhamdulillah, you blessed me with a beautiful voice. Ya Allah, bless me with a beautiful voice. This is not jealousy. This is you having rushk for that individual.
Allah.
But if you're thinking, Ya Allah, you know, you gave him that, what was the point? You're criticizing the court of Allah.
MashaAllah, Waseem Bhai very beautifully been putting this inner diseases. Now there's so much to be mentioned. The time is already going quite short. And we've had a few requests for Nazi. Waseem Bhai, inshallah.
Alif Allah Chambe Di Booti بات دپانی ملے تہار رنگے ہر جائی
the things which will take away the hidden diseases from our hearts, the remembrance of Allah, the ways of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll take the package of Amil Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah regarding our topic today, the hidden disease, inshallah. You see what Baba Jan has got to say on this. Ji, inshallah.
Baba Jan, aap se ek sawal hai, kisi shakhs ke dil mein hasad aa jaye to usko nikalne ke liye kya amal kiya jaye?
Hasad karne wala darasal wo aisa hai ke Allah ki taqseem par goya ye razi nahi hai, dene wala Rab hai. To ab Rab ne jisko jo diya hum us par mutmain rahe aur apne dil mein itminan ki kaifiyat paida kare ki ye jo kuch kiya wo Rab ne kiya hai. Ba hasad se uska to jayega nahi, hamara apna nuksan hai. Ke hadith pak mein hai ke hasad nekiyon ko is tarah kha jata jis tarah aag لکڑی کو. اس کی ڈیفینیشن اور تعریف یہ ہے کہ سامنے والے کی نعمت جو اس کو ملی اس کے بارے میں یہ تمنا کرنا کہ یہ نعمت اس سے جاتی رہے، یہ ہے حسد۔ تو اب یہ کتنی بری چیز ہے، تو حسد کا علاج کرنا چاہیے۔ حسد کے تعلق سے ایک رسالہ مکتبۃ المدینہ نے شائع کیا ہے، اس کے صفحہ 68 سے حسد کے علاج شروع ہو رہے ہیں۔ اب مثلاً اس کے علاج ہیں کہ حسد سے سچی توبہ کر لے، حسد دور ہو اس کے لیے دعا کرے، رضا الہی پر راضی رہے، اللہ نے جس کو جتنا دیا ہے بس وہ صحیح ہے، حسد کی تباہ کاریوں پر نظر رکھے، اپنی موت کو یاد کرے کہ وہ مرنے کے بعد اگر نعمتیں ہیں بھی دنیا کی تو میرے پاس رہیں گی کب، لوگوں کی نعمتوں پر نگاہ نہ رکھے، حسد سے بچنے کے فضائل پر نظر رکھے، اپنی خامیوں کی اصلاح میں لگ جائے، حسد کی عادت کو رشک میں تبدیل کر لے۔ رشک اور حسد میں فرق ہے، اس کو غبطہ بھی بولتے ہیں، غین با توا ہا غبطہ، تو رشک۔ اب اس کی نعمت زائل ہو جائے یہ تمنا کرنا، یہ حسد ہے کہ نعمت اس کی جاتی رہے، ختم ہو جائے، اس سے چھین لی جائے۔ اور غبطہ یہ ہے کہ اس کے پاس جو نعمت ہے اس کے ضائع ہونے کی تمنا نہ کرے، بلکہ یہ اس کے ذہن میں ہے کہ مجھے بھی یہ مل جاتی۔ یعنی جیسا یہ طالب علم ذہین ہے، دینی تعلیم میں جب دیکھو ممتاز آتا ہے تو کاش میں بھی اتنا ذہین ہوتا، اس کی ذہانت چھیننے کی ضائع ہونے کی تمنا نہیں ہوئی بلکہ اس جیسا بننے کی تمنا ہوئی، تو اس کو غبطہ اور رشک کہتے ہیں، یہ جائز ہے۔ تو حسد ہوئی تو اس کو غبطے میں تبدیل کرنے کی کوشش کرے، رشک میں، جبکہ وہ نعمت کا وہ صحیح استعمال ہو رہا ہو۔ ورنہ ایک مثال دی میں نے آپ کو کہ نعمت کے غلط استعمال کی، تو اس غلط استعمال کی اگر تمنا کرے گا تو پھر اس تمنا کا وہ جو درجہ ہوگا اس درجے کے مطابق اس کے لیے بھی بربادی ہے۔
جی ماشاءاللہ، بیوٹیفل مدنی پھولز فرام شیخ طریقت امیر سنت، دا فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی، حضرت ابو بلال محمد الیاس قادری دامت برکاتہم العالیہ۔ امیل سنت ماشاءاللہ، ہاؤ ہی گوز ان ٹو ڈیٹیل ایکسپلیننگ واٹ از ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ۔ امیل سنت واز ٹاکنگ اباؤٹ جیلسی، حسد، اینڈ دس از دا انر ڈیزیز، اینڈ الحمد للہ وی شوڈ ٹرائی ٹو کیپ آور سیلوز کنیکٹڈ ود دیز گریٹ اولیاء اللہ، بیکاز تھرو دیر تربیت، تھرو دیر ایجوکیشن، اینڈ ہاؤ دے ریکٹیفائی اس آن دس، اینڈ ہاؤ دے میک اس انڈرسٹینڈ واٹ دیز انر ڈیزیزز آر۔ And Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Alaliyah, he time to time he's covering these topics, alhamdulillah. We should continue to listen to the Madani Muzakaras every Saturdays so that we'll able to learn about this disease and overcome them. Ji Bilal Shabir bhai, there's so many other things which we can be mentioned, for example malice, other things, other hidden diseases which are with us, maybe you can reflect on some of them as well.
Just talking about the one in particular you mentioned about malice and hatred, this is such a disease where even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned malice and hatred and linked it towards the devil, towards the shaitan. And today, hating someone, having malice upon someone or against someone, in fact, this is seen rampant within our society. So I'd just like to explain this a little bit, inshallah. It's mentioned in the book Spiritual Diseases, Batini Bimaron Ki Ma'lumat, that the actual definition of hatred and malice is for your heart to permanently consider someone else to be a burden. So for someone in his heart to permanently consider somebody else to be a burden upon him, to constantly hate him and despise him without any valid Islamic reason. So just to hate a person without any Islamic reason, any Shari'i valid reason, to hate that person, to despise them, to always consider, whenever you look at that person, you consider him a burden. This is what malice and hatred, and this way is in its actual sense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 91, part 7. And I'll mention the translation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the devil only seeks to instill hatred and enmity between you with wine and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. So have you desisted? And Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi alayhi rahmah, he explains this ayat in detail, and he says that this verse explains the consequences, first of all the consequences and dangers of wine and gambling, One of which, meaning the consequences of it, is that a person, wine and gambling, they cause animosity, enmity to build in, along with hatred and malice amongst the people, amongst human beings. And whoever is indulged in these evils of wine and gambling, and of which in essence is caused from animosity and hatred, they will not allow a person to go towards the remembrance of Allah. Wine, gambling, having hatred and animosity for people, these will all, they'll be like a barrier. And even they mention for praying punctually, being able to pray namaz on time as well. And then the actual hukum for this, Sayyid Abdul Ghani Nablusi alayhi rahmah mentioned, it's actually haram. It's forbidden to despise and hold a grudge against someone because he speaks the truth or because he is just. At times we don't like the justice and or the judgment of a person, and that person is right in his viewpoint, or what he says is the truth, but we still don't like what he says, we still hold a grudge against him, we still dislike them. This action is forbidden, and this feeling and this firm azam, this is forbidden in the religion. There's one waqiyah mentioned in the book, but I won't mention that. It was just about an individual who, due to hatred and malice, he was not allowed to be buried in the Haram Sharif.
Allah.
He was passed away, he was on Hajj, he was not allowed to be buried. Why? Because when they dug the grave, they found black snakes.
Allah.
And next time they dug another hole, they thought, okay, this is just ittifaqan, meaning coincidence that this happened. They opened another hole, they dug another hole, and they constantly found black snakes. And this was the outcome of a person who had malice and hatred against Muslims for no valid reason. But what are the cures for this? We need the cure as well as the illness. So the cures the ulama mention, first of all, supplicating in the court of Allah, praying that Ya Allah will grant me a relief from this grudge and hatred. Secondly, remove the causes. The causes are bad suspicion, alcohol, gambling as well, anger issues. Being angry against a person. One beautiful thing, I'll just end on this. There's many other causes and cures, but one is a beautiful one. It's make a habit of saying salam and shaking hands. This is a way of removing malice and hatred.
SubhanAllah. Beautifully, Bilal Bhai has told us about the disease and also the cure as well. Yes, my dear viewers, these diseases we hear about, we should be looking and finding cures, alhamdulillah. And this is what the panel of Path to Success here is. We can discuss these issues, and so we can able to learn how to overcome them. Coming towards the end of our silsila, we're just going to take few final madani pools from Ustad Tariq sahab and also from Waseem bhai, inshallah. Ustad sahab, kuch chand minute hai, usme agar mukhtasar aapke koi madani pool ho jaye isme.
Pehle to ji maine wo bayan karne the, chand ek naam bayan karne the jo logon ne sune bhi nahi aur wo batri bimariyan hain. اور وہ کافی سارے ہیں, لیکن وقت چونکہ اختتام کی طرف ہے تو چند ایک نام میں پھر بھی ذکر کر دیتا ہوں تاکہ لوگوں کو معلوم ہو کہ کتنی ساری یہ دل کی بیماریاں ہیں جن کا ہمیں علم نہیں ہے. جب ہمیں علم نہیں ہے کہ وہ ہے کیا چیز, ہم اس کا علاج کیسے کریں گے, ہم اس سے بچیں گے کیسے. If you don't know the definition, if you don't know کہ وہ ہے کیا چیز, تو کس طرح سے ہم بچیں گے اس سے. تو چلیں میں چند ایک نام بیان کر دیتا ہوں, اور آپ کو میں ساتھ میں یہ بھی بیان کر دوں کہ اگر آپ ان ساری چیزوں کو پڑھنا چاہتے ہیں, ان کے بارے میں معلومات کرنا چاہتے ہیں, تو مکتبۃ المدینہ کی بہت ہی پیاری اور بہت ہی زبردست کتاب باطنی بیماریوں کی معلومات, تو اس کو ضرور پڑھیے گا. چند ایک نام میں ذکر کر دیتا ہوں, جیسے تملق یہ ایک باطنی بیماری ہو سکتا ہے, فرسٹ ٹائم آپ نے نام سنا ہو تملق. اسی طرح سے اعتماد خلق, اسی طرح سے بندگی نفس, اسی طرح سے قلت خشیت, جزع, تساہل فی اللہ, اسراف, تجسس, یہ ساری وہ چیز اور بھی بہت ساری اس طرح کے نام ہیں. تو بہرحال اللہ تعالی,
it looks like you might be reading poetry or something which people don't normally understand. These are the names you mentioned,
اور بھی ہیں جیسے طول عمل وغیرہ, مداہنت وغیرہ, اس طرح کے بہت سارے نام ہیں. لیکن میں بس چونکہ ہمارے پاس ٹائم کم ہے تو لاسٹ ورڈز میں یہ کہنا چاہوں گا, یہ توجہ ضرور کیجیے گا اس پوائنٹ پر جو میں نے شروع میں بیان کیا تھا کہ اتنے عبادت کرنے والے شیطان کو بھی برباد کس نے کیا, یہ باطنی بیماری نے. اور جو دنیا کا پہلا قتل ہوا, جس پہ آپ نے جو جیلیسی کے حوالے سے بھی جو بات کر رہے تھے, وہ بھی جیلیسی تھی نا. قابیل نے جو قتل کیا حضرت حابیل کا, وہ جیلیسی. تو اب سوچیں کہ کس قدر یہ ہمارے دل کی, ہماری باطنی بیماری کس قدر نقصان دہ. تو بس اللہ تبارک و تعالی ہمیں یہ توفیق عطا فرمائے کہ کہ ہمارا جو نا یہ باطن اچھا ہو جائے, ہمارا یہ دل اچھا ہو جائے, ہمارے 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 دل سے یہ گندگی نکل جائے, یہ برائیاں نکل جائیں, یہ تکبر, یہ حسد, یہ مداہنت, یہ شماتت, ہمارا دل اللہ کرے پاک ہو جائے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ پاک ہے, پاک چیزوں کو پسند کرتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ ہمیں ذہن عطا فرمائے کہ ہم اپنے دل کو بھی پاک کرنے والے بن جائیں. آمین.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all these diseases and these illnesses. Just some final Madani pool just from Wasim bhai.
It's very important that we seek knowledge about, like Bilal bhai mentioned and Usasa mentioned as well. But I just want to mention one thing here, to seek knowledge about these particular diseases. And what happens today is that, you know, if someone's suffering from any disease, they go try to go to the best of doctors. Who's the best of doctor? Then when they go to him, they look out that what's the success rate? How much people has this person cured? That's for the physical diseases. But what I want to say here, alhamdulillah, we have one spiritual. We have many, but we have one main spiritual Allah doctor Allah. Of our time. If Allah. You look at his success rate, millions of people have been cured throughout the world.
Allah, Allah.
And that's Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Maliyah. Every Saturday on Madani Channel, mashallah, Amir al-Sunnah conducts a weekly Madani Muzakara session. Allah. My request to the viewers on Madani Channel, watch this, because Amir al-Sunnah constantly speaks about the diseases of the heart, the diseases of the inner side. So inshallah, listen to him. Inshallah Azawajal, like Ustaz mentioned many, inshallah Azawajal, we will actually understand these diseases through our wali of our time, inshallah Azawajal.
Yes, dear viewers, the awliya Allah, the pious people of Allah, they are those who just, not just cure us by telling us regarding these illnesses, but through also their sighting as well. And Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuh Aliyah, many people's illnesses and diseases of the heart have been cured by just his sight, by his presence, his company. And keep this in mind, keep yourself connected with people like this. If you have not given bayat, give your bayat in the hands of the great wali of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah. Inshallah, you will benefit from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever we have learned today regarding these illnesses, the hidden diseases of the heart, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us safe and protected from them. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The path, the path, the no